From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Gunmen stormed a hotel in Libya's capital, Tripoli, today, killing at least 8 people, including an American security contractor. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports the State Department has condemned the attack.
The Virginia-based security firm Crucible LLC confirms that one of its employees, David Barry, was killed in the attack at the Carinthia Hotel in Tripoli. A company spokesman says he's mourning the loss with Barry's family. State Department spokesperson Jen Psaki is condemning the attack, which comes as the United Nations tries to bring together Libya's fractious parties.
Violence will not resolve Libya's problems, and this attack cannot be allowed to impede the critical work that is underway to find a political solution.
The UN Security Council also put out a statement condemning the terrorist attack and urging all parties in Libya to engage constructively in UN-mediated talks. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
While some parts of the Northeast escaped a blizzard, other areas, including Boston and Long Island, were not so fortunate. Most of Massachusetts is forecast to see about 2 feet or more of snow. Shoveling snow from a sidewalk in Boston today, resident Douglas Fox said the first major storm of the season wasn't so bad.
It's not too bad. It's nice and light and fluffy. And, you know, I got the day off work, so I guess this is my one task to do for the day. So I can't really complain.
In fact, the storm moved further east than predicted, resulted in something of a break for New York City, which received less snow than forecast. The storm has meant widespread travel delays, even in those areas where the snow has stopped. Orders for durable goods, those are costly items designed to last, posted a sharp drop in December. The Commerce Department reporting durable goods orders fell 3.4% on the heels of a somewhat smaller dip the month before. On a day, some big companies, including Caterpillar and Procter & Gamble, released weak earnings reports. Stocks took a major dive. All three of the major U.S. stock market indices down more than 1% today. Lizanne Saunders is chief investment strategist at Charles Schwab. She says another thing being closely watched by investors and analysts alike is the drop in oil prices.
I think as we navigate through this earnings season, which has been fine in general, the real focus has been and will continue to be, what does the crash in oil prices mean for energy earnings? What does the strong dollar mean for the larger multinational earnings? And are those two weak spots enough to take earnings expectations down broadly, or will other segments of the economy from an earnings perspective offset the weakness from those two forces?
Still not all doom and gloom on the earnings front. After the market had closed, Apple weighed in with another blowout quarter. The company says it sold 74.5 million iPhones for the three-month period ending in December. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 291 points today to 17,387. The Nasdaq fell 90 points, closing at 4,681. The S&P 500 was down 27 points to 2,029. You're listening to NPR News. Pakistan's military officials say a series of airstrikes along the Afghan border have killed 76 suspected militants. According to the Associated Press, military officials say the airstrikes focused on an area of North Waziristan, long considered a safe haven for foreign extremists, carrying out attacks on both sides of the border. The Army says in addition to the casualties, its plane struck an ammunition dump and 7 explosives-laden vehicles. Charles Townes, a key inventor of the laser, has died. As NPR's Jeff Bromfield explains, Townes is remembered as a great scientist with a deep faith.
Townes was born in 1915 in Greenville, South Carolina. He trained as a physicist and found work at Bell Labs in New Jersey. During World War II, he switched from physics to designing radar. It was that work, combined with his physics knowledge, that led to the laser. Townes won the Nobel Prize for his discovery in 1964. A few years later, he switched fields again to astronomy. Townes made the change in part because he was a devout Christian, according to former student Elsa Garmeyer.
And as he did work in astronomy and looked at the universe, he felt like he was getting closer and closer to God.
Townes remained active in research until just a few years before his death. He was 99. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News.
Republican Scott Walker has taken his first formal step toward a possible presidential bid, the Wisconsin governor forming a new tax-exempt group that can facilitate paying for his activities as he eyes a 2016 bid for the White House. The group called Our American Revival was formed earlier this month. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.